Socorro Youth and Culture is an arts program based out of the Rio Vista Community Center located in Socorro, Texas. The program began in January of 2020, but of course this global pandemic had other plans for them. Faced with the possibility of shuttering the program, they instead pivoted to remote learning by providing free art classes on the City of Socorro's Facebook page. Just like the rest of us, they are figuring it out as they go, and here to tell us about it is Andy Gomez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Andy, tell us, because you start your program, you're like, cool, we've got this grant, we're going to do this, and then everything changes. So kind of walk us through that piece of it.
Okay, so in actuality, we started talking about this around 2018. The grants coordinator and I, we got to know each other. I did some events here in the city of Socorro. And then she was talking about an art program. And I was excited from the beginning. I was basically telling her that, you know, I'm here for the program. How do I volunteer? Where did we start? But she was looking to get a grant. So I guess a couple years passed. And she called me and she notified me and she said, hey, Andy, we got the grant. So, you know, we're going to put out a call for instructors and coordinators and everything. So they put it on Facebook, Instagram. I went and applied. I also had a friend apply, Chris Hurtado. He's a student at UTEP. We both got the job along with Lourdes Aguilar. She's actually a teacher from the Socorro High School. So all three of us came together, great vibes working together. It was a good atmosphere. And we started kind of hashing things out and planning things out. And the first thing that we did was start sketching out for a mural that was put up by the railroad company about 6 years ago. And I've been eyeballing that wall ever since it went up. So that was like my main goal. Being an art coordinator was just a perk, I guess. And so we got the mural, we got the sketch, we got it approved, and we started writing out the Socorro on it, and COVID-19 put us to a halt. So on this 50-foot wall, it just had Socorro on it for about 3 months. Then COVID-19, we were able to work through it. A lot of youth programs got shut down, unfortunately. And we came up with the idea of doing a remote learning, which is now a common thing.
Right. Everybody's doing it. We're all learning it.
Everybody's doing it. Right. So, I mean, it wasn't much of a change for me, I would say, because since I came to the program not knowing what I was going to get into, it's as if remote learning was one of my recommendations, I guess, you know. So we jumped right into it, and we didn't feel the transition or nothing. It kind of felt normal to it since we were just developing the program. And it's been great. It's been great ever since.
That's true, because it's not like you had this thing going on and then you had to change. It's more about, well, you had this idea, it was given to you, and then you got a different start.
Yeah, it wasn't like we had to readjust or anything.
Yeah, maybe just in your brains.
Yeah, since it was so early in our program, it was just, we're doing remote learning, all right? Well, we jumped right into it. So it is for the youth. And unfortunately, they weren't able to come here, so we had to reach out to them. And the program, the grant, what it required us was to enroll 100 students. So at first, you know, it was going to be passing out flyers. We kind of overthought it. How were we going to do it? And this and that. We started enrolling kids. We enrolled 16 kids right off the bat on the first week of recruitment. And then, so the program closed. Then when we started going remote, we've not only hit our 100 students, we topped it. We reached out to thousands of kids that were actually coming on Facebook and looking at our tutorials or follow-alongs, however they looked at. Some are tutorials, some are follow-alongs. So it was a good it was a good step for us, I guess, that way, because we reached out to a lot more students with the shorter amount of time.
So how are you guys operating nowadays? I mean, I know a lot of kids are back in school. So did you just adjust your schedule around that, or how does it work?
So what we did, we figured out that if we did Tuesdays and Thursdays and started at 11 a.m., that would be like a perfect time for the kids to kind of log on. It's not too early in the morning and it's not right at lunchtime. So it's kind of one of those times where they could take a break and then jump onto our classes, you know, kind of disattach from the computers and learning and all of that to something fun and creative. And it seems to be working because we've got a lot of people that log on and you know, keep up with us. So
that's pretty cool. So what are you finding that they like the most? Like, is there a certain class that you know, oh, yeah, we're going to get a lot of kids for this one? Or like, are you figuring out kind of what they're responding to the most?
So we have two instructors, and then I was thrown in as an instructor because coordinating I really couldn't do that since we weren't doing events or nothing. So we had three different instructors and we all have a different style of art. So I think that the students that log on, that's something that they like. You know, we all have different styles. So it's never something routine or you never hear the same voice. So I think it's intriguing for them, you know. And as we're doing the classes, you know, we let them know that practice, 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 and then just dedication, along with a couple little tips, you know, that you would give to a teenager, I guess, growing up. You know, it's kind of like a conversation that we have through our classes.
So what have you learned through this process? Because, I mean, I know you're out there teaching, you're putting this thing together, but I feel like with everything changing around us and getting to know folks virtually or not, like, what have you gained out of the process? I'm curious.
I've actually gotten comfortable, or more comfortable, I should say, with computers, you know, especially with Zoom meetings and online teaching and that sort, because as an artist, everything is physical.
Yeah, it's like tactile.
We're either doing something with our hands, or we're drawing, or we're expressing ourselves through some type of medium. So we've become very technical now. We've got to set up computers. We got to set up our videos. We got to record. We do a lot of editing, voiceovers. You know, the staff here that works directly with the City of Socorro here at the community center, super great staff. If we have a question, we go to them and, you know, with no hesitation, they'll explain to us how to do it or how to go about it, you know. Diana, she's got a lot more experience with the cameras, with editing and all of that. So she's like the go-to person.
That's awesome. You got to have at least one of those. And then everybody else just kind of figures it out as they go. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I've never recorded a radio show out of my living room, but that's what we've been doing since March. So it works, you know, you just kind of get put in these situations. Okay, so what's up with your mural now? I know time has passed. Have you been able to get back to it, or is that still kind of waiting?
When we started doing the remote learning, again, it was from the beginning. So nobody really was into doing that. And I think we were like the pioneers of it. I would like to call ourselves that, because we were sent home with an iPad and our director said, see what you can do.
So
right away, we started putting videos. Yeah, you figure it out, let me know how it's going. So we started putting videos. That went awesome. And it seemed like the time lapsed really quick. We did almost 3 months where we stayed at home. And then when we came back, we were allowed to come, I think it was 25%. But since there's only 10 of us here, it was almost fully staffed. And right away, we're allowed to go out to the mural as long as we were 6 feet apart. And the funny thing is that each letter is exactly 6 feet apart, center to center.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. We bought our materials. We went out there. We put a call out to the community so they could send us their ideas, submit ideas or sketches or whatever. And we put the mural together. It came out beautiful. It came out really, really beautiful. I couldn't be happier. I really couldn't be happier. I've been waiting for 6 years to complete it, and it's completed. Now we're jumping into the other side of it, which we're doing a Veterans Memorial. So that's going to be fun as well. We're actually just putting out the call out today for submissions. This past Friday, we had our first drive-through art exhibition.
That's awesome.
Again, that's a first for a lot of people. I know I've seen it online. I've checked out a couple of exhibitions to see how it works, but pretty much everybody stayed in their car. They drove through. We were giving away meals, and we gave out over 100 backpacks filled with school supplies too for the youth here in our community.
That's amazing.
Yes, it was a great turnout. I was so happy that after almost more than half a year of not being able to do an event or coordinate everything, it was just like, I was so happy to do that.
So Andy, it's gotta feel good because like you've got all these restrictions, there's a global pandemic, and yet, you know, you're able to get these classes out, you're able to get the mural out, have a drive-through art exhibition. I mean, I kind of wonder what you're going to be capable of once all the restrictions and pandemic is gone. Do you have a vision?
The city of Socorro really goes all out in their events. I would say that the 4th of July party is one of the biggest here in El Paso. We also have a color run that we do. It's a color run / Easter celebration. So, I mean, that gets pretty big too. It's nice. So, yeah, we're all looking forward for this pandemic to end. I'm sure we are. From the moment it started, we were like, how long do you think it'll last? A couple of weeks? You know, unfortunately, it hasn't. But yeah, we got big plans. We got big plans. We've got next year, God willing, if it does happen to stop and we get 100% okay on everything, we're going to throw everything that we didn't have. We're going to do hopefully a 2-week event and fill it all up. Catch up.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Okay. So for the rest of us, how do we find out? What's the best way to find out what Andy and the arts people are up to in the city of Socorro, Texas? Because you're obviously up to a lot and I feel like we're missing out. So how do we get ourselves invited to your party?
Okay. The best way to do it is to go on Facebook under City of Socorro. So it's city_Socorro_Texas. The art program, you can visit us at www.sicart.org/join-sy-c. I know it's a little bit long, but it's well worth it. Instagram, we're on Instagram as well. City of Socorro, the City of Socorro on Instagram. And you can log on to Facebook, and then there's pages where it says how to register onto the youth program. The youth program is between ages 12 and 17. And like I say, once we get back to normal, I guess what we can call normal, if it ever happens, I'm sure it will. But, you know, once we start getting a little more where we can open our doors to the youths, we definitely have a lot planned for it.
Well, I love it. And thank you for sharing your story with us. Today, my guest has been Andy Gomez, and we've been talking about the Socorro Youth and Culture Arts Program based out of the City of Socorro, Texas. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.